Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Brooklyn Blacks in the building, pregame radio. We are here today. It is Saturday, December 11th. We're doing the damn thing. We're here at 1 a.m. We got a pretty big, you know, kind of extravagant kind of show for you today. Of course, we got our dumbasses of the week, but we got a slew of special guests coming through. And also, I got a couple new premieres to give you. Something new from the homie Cashmere coming out of Brooklyn. And some dudes out of VA called Illicit. So they got a new joint. They sent it in. I'm going to play it. Get your guys' opinions and everything like that. And, of course, we're going to have our dumbasses of the week and things of that nature. But we're going to get into this new Mr. Dope Flow, L out of Philly. Him and the homie, they shut it down. Check it out. We'll be right back with pregame radio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And live Philly connection.
205.
My nigga Scope.
What
up, boy?
Huh?
They never seen it coming.
That's faithful.
It's me.
Yeah.
Scope.
I know.
Let's get him.
Say no more.
In the Philly. Yup. Ha. From Long Island to Philly. Wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. It's from Long Island to Philly. Wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. This is something.
Listen, I am such a blessing. I could kill him in less than 30 seconds. I got the island on my side like a deadly weapon. I'm noticing these snakes in the game. Till my grass cut slower than the one against the grain. It ain't the same. Nope, I spit game so insane. The flow's like a straight animal off the chain. Indeed, that's the way you could describe it. I got the game locked. Op rappers, they can find me. I move solo. I don't need a lineman. Me, myself, and I, the only niggas that I rhyme that show. On these beats, I get respect regardless. 16 so dope, they try to catch me on possession charges. Bitches here spoke the name, so they try to bash them. Those are the ones that just hating, cause I never smash them. I don't care about the birds. I shoot them like rock and straight kick them to the curb. Long Island to Philly, wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. It's from Long Island to Philly. Wave your hands if you with it.
Yeah.
Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it.
I know.
Get it how we get it.
Philly.
Fuck a hater, we touch the paper.
Long
sit back, pay attention.
Look.
It's something major.
I don't wanna do it, but they gon' make me do it. Your voice go to best when it come to making music. Concepts on point, hooks they can't stop me. Burn flow, I can rap circles around your top three. My top three is me, me, and me again. Turn the volume up high and plug the speakers in. I'm a real nigga, something you might not see again. I got my bitch in a gun, why would I need a friend? Listening to Maxwell, flipping through a black cell. Sitting on the crate while the youngest make the crack fell. And I'm right back to that, if ever this rap fell. But the flow is colorful, every verse is pastel. What you rapping about, nigga, you ain't gon' do nothing. Talking on that cool shit, I catch him while he boo loving. My crew thugging and I spray my gap. The best thing in Philly since they brought A.I. back.
From Long Island to Philly, wave your hands if you with it.
Yeah.
Real live shit, so we spit it
hey,
how
nigga,
we live
I told
it.
You I got
get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. It's from
Long Island to Philly.
Wave your hands if you with it.
Yeah,
real live shit, so we spit it how we live it.
Hey, my nigga.
Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper.
Come on, one time.
Sit back, pay attention.
Something
I'm back in the swing of things. Strong Island Philly thing. Bullets like ringtone. Back when it really rings. You're receiving like an incoming call. On fire, but cooler than the breeze like a summer fall. Point blank, I'm talking to all y'all. Wish y'all niggas suck, shoot still, shit was up with y'all. The street speaking, I guess I'm what he talks about. I run shit, y'all niggas just walk it out. I have my homie soul come through and spark it out. Body stretch, cops on the team talking out. That's how it is when you thorough in the real failure. It ain't where you from, it's where you at, it still kill ya. Cause the shell don't come with a government. All they do is come with white sheep and shoot under it. P-H-I-L-I connection, look. Real talk, we are blessed. From Long Island to Philly, wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. It's from Long Island to Philly. Wave your hands if you with it. Real live shit, so we spit it how we live it. Get it how we get it. Fuck a hater, we touch the paper. Sit back, pay attention. This is something major.
Yeah, we are live pregame radio. That was the brand new joint from Florida, Mr. Dope Flow, called L.I. to Philly, homeboy in Philly. You know, great connect, great track. Shout out to the homie, Florida, representing Long Island. Shout out to Long Island, period. But also, too, if you guys are looking for a party, you guys need to get to Gravity tonight over Empire Boulevard. Bobby Cons and Nassau B's over there. The ladies at Die Rich, good friends of mine. So they're pretty much throwing the party. You ladies are free. Actually, you ain't free no more. You know, you missed it, but it's still going to be a popping party. They're giving away an all-expenses-paid trip for two to Vegas. So definitely check that out. And also, for all my Rockland County people, shout out to the 845, everybody doing the big over there, Wonder, Emperor Chi, DJ Show. They're rocking out tonight at the New Rock Bar, Suffering Secret Saturdays. They're supposed to have a secret guest, secret DJ. So if you're looking for something to do in the Rockland County area, hit that up, New Rock Bar, Suffering. All right? Also, ladies and divers are also doing Capture Thursdays going down in Soho. All right? Check out, you say divers at the door. Ladies are free. And that place is 217 Bowery between Riverton and Spring. So if you know the city, you know it's one quick trip on the J M train. So get there. Ladies, get there. You're free all night. Say divers at the door and everything like that. Also, one big, great shout-out to the homie, Cam Newton. For those who don't know, he's a NCAA college football quarterback who was under a lot of scrutiny. Talk about he did a lot of pay-for-play things. You know, they pay him money, he throw a play, or he make a touchdown, whatever. He get extra amount of money and things of that nature. But he just recently won the Heisman, you know what I'm saying? Still under investigation and all that. But he won the Heisman, which, of course, for those who know, is the most esteemed prize you can win in college football. I know we got some callers. I know Evan's in the building, Jay's in the building. Shout out to Lady Steele, who actually had to do some pregame administrative business. She's out actually at a fashion show collecting pictures and things like that. So those who are fans on the Facebook page, definitely check me out. She actually puts up all our little news stories and things like that. So big shout out to her. Big shout out to Cam Newton. Ed, what's good?
Yo, son, what's popping?
What's going on?
Well, these trees are so buddy, I think I'm gonna need to crush them.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Which is a cool thing. We got Evan. Evan, how's your week been? What's new? Anything been going down?
Well, it's been a quiet week. Everything's been cool. I want to give a shout out to my man Wesley Snipes, who just started his 3-year bid with the feds over some alleged tax evasion shit. I definitely want to give a shout out to him. I want him to hold his head. You be out soon, Wesley. I'm looking for Blade 4, son.
Word up. And I think that's what we're going to pretty much motivate our topic through tonight. Like I said, in school, the fact we got special guests and our dumbass of the week and XYZ, yada, yada, yada. But we're going to go into that. How come when, of course, it's kind of like a stupid question because it's easy to answer, but why is it when a person, especially a person of color, no matter if you're black, Spanish, but once you get the some out of nowhere, are you on that path, somehow our esteemed media, whether it be newspapers or mainstream radio, things of that nature, they got to find something to bring you down. You know, they got to, like with the homie Cam Newton, he was, you know, one of the best college quarterbacks out here right now. You know, and now they got to talk about he's getting paid to throw plays or throw games and stuff, but homie still won the Heisman. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's your view on that? Because it seems like after every time somebody of color, they get up there, they get that notoriety, they get that fame, that fortune. It's
well,
like there's so much in the office.
I hope they don't take it away from him like they did. What's that dude? They just who was the dude
yeah,
that
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush, yeah.
Reggie
I hope
Bush.
They don't wait until years down the line and then be like, oh, we think you don't deserve it, or you did this, that, and the third, and you're not entitled to it, and take it away from him. One thing I think people forget about entertainers and sports stars, athletes, so on and so forth, is that these, you know, they're human. They're people, too. They have likes, dislikes. They get into shit. Sometimes they have physical altercations. It's a part of life, and we should not we should not be judging what they do in their personal time. That's just really nobody's business. So real talk, if he had an altercation with someone and it wasn't during a game and he wasn't in his team's uniform and it wasn't anywhere near the team headquarters or the field, then I really don't see what the issue is. He's a grown man and he probably had to handle his business.
All right, point well taken. And before we go any further, I want to give a shout-out to all the staff over at GX Media. If you guys haven't done so already, go to gxmedia.biz, make yourself a profile. I'm on there, and also Pregame Radio is also being broadcast from that site. So big shout-out to everybody over there, Deuce the Privilege, Nate Photographer, and all the behind-the-scenes people over there who are, you know, also bringing Pregame Radio to the masses, those who, you know, don't know about us already. We got also Jay in the building calling out of the Bronx. Jay, what's going on, man?
I'm good.
All right, sound like you're doing daddy duty, but what's going on? What's new in your section of the world, man?
You know, not much. You know what I'm saying? There's a few parties and everything. You know, a few things happening in the clubs, but you know, I'm not out there. I'm inside.
That's a sarcastic piece.
I tell you, this economy.
So I'm gonna get into one of my things. We start something at Pregame Radio called the Pregame Rewind. That's, of course, you know, I pull a track from, how they say, yesteryear, you know, 90s, 80s, hell, even the 70s if I feel like it, and I play it on there. And I'm gonna start that right about now. Call us if you got a song you wanna throw out there. You wanna get on there, say what's up. You got a question, hit us up, 347-857-4302. But here we go, Wu-Tang, Gravel Pit, Pregame Radio, we'll be back in a minute.
1-2-1-2, yo, check this out, it's a jump for right now. I want everybody to put your rope down, put your guns down, and you pour to the pit, the gravel pit. Leave your followers at home, leave your children at home, we're going to take it back underground. I be Bobby Bowden.
Your back in a chill. Let's build. Want to talk about skill. I spit like a semi-automatic to the grill. Elbow grease and elbow boom. Baby, play me. Baby, fall down. Go boom. Party people gather round. Countdown to apocalypse.
I'm the kid with the golden arm.
And I'm the motherfucking hot nick. Half the blunt. My nigga, don't front. You had it for a minute, but it seemed like a month. Now I'm choking, smoking, hoping I don't croak in from overdosing. Hey, kid. When the mouth got you open. Oh, let's ride. Can't stand niggas that fought too much. Can't stand Bentley, they caught too much. Can't wanna get up, then can't get touched. Can't wanna stick up, then can't get stuck. I'm the one that causes bluff when your boy try to act tough. Remember what old Dirty said, I'll fuck your ass up.
Now listen, back and forth.
Forehead beamers run wild as the kid with the gold cup. Stepped out like what? What's poppin' in y'all niggas over blasting? Shay, shay, chocolate, saute. Rich Telemach, rock those all day. 1960 shit, I'm Goldie. That's right, motherfucker, don't hold me. The world's greatest, Las Vegas, haters, rock. Skin painted on my face, look ageless. Surfing convos, those bang out condos. Jet from Homo, X, we bong those bankrolls, stank holes and plain clothes. Change those bang those, same old, same old.
Yeah, y'all, straight up, this the jump off right here. Word up, representing rockin' boulders. All my rich gangsta style killers. Y'all know what time it is. Shorty, do your thing. Get up on that right now, boo. Do you? That's what I'm talking about.
Step to my groove. Move like this. When we shoot the gift, of course it's ruthless. Grab the mic with no excuses in a sec. Grab the text to do this. Executing, shaking no steps, and now breaking all hex. I'm taking all bets. Move on bets. Who wants to draw next? You won't sink. We got the bigger bank. Bigger tank to fill your tank. Still the same kill for real. Ride the crank, slide, do or die. Fry the bank, admire the grave. On fire with a heart of hate. Bitter shark, every part I take. Heavy dark to quake. It's okay, all fake. Get caught by the drop kick. Drop kick. You know the drill, yes, it's all kill. Yo, we hit him with the hot grip. Hot grip. On the go, check the flow. Singing Woo don't rock shit. Rock shit. Stop quick, hold the gossip. Stop sweating my pockets. I hear the hot shit.
Back, back and forth.
Check out my
Yaku, maker and creator of the devil. Wine merchants, your time is near at hand. Fuck with me and your time will be now. Your presence here affects the mind of my people like a fever. You, Yaku, are the bearer of 9,999 diseases, evil, corrupt, pork chop eating brains.
That was our pregame rewind. Yeah, that was our pregame rewind, Wu-Tang gravel pit. Well, I remember when I first heard Wu-Tang here in Houston, you know, always had something new for me. But right now we're talking on how come when people get that Nora writing, people of color, you know, they starting to mess with the white people now. Prime example, I don't know, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, but it's been happening with us for years, you know, so why is that? Like I said, I think it's a person sitting in the office, and as soon as they hear a black person that blew up or made X amount of dollars, they go and either make some up or dig deep into their past and pull shit out and put it on Front Street. But I'm going to ask Joe J, what do you think?
Well, I don't think that it's the media people that is really so much as hating on the black people when they do that as much as they know that the people that are hating the black people are going to read it. They're just trying to get their money, and they're trying to do it by any means necessary. They bother the white people just like they bother us, but they go after us because they know that the people who don't like us, they're going to want to read that. They'll read it just because it's saying something bad about us. So, you know, it is what it is. That's all they're doing. The
right,
media is a different kind of animal today than it was before.
So, you on the same page, or you still got to, or you got to spend on it or anything like that?
More or less, sensationalism sells, and who wants to read about a guy that went to work every day, took care of his family, kissed his wife before he went to bed? You know, nobody wants to hear about that. People want to hear. People want to see the accident in the road. So, you know, I personally don't think that whether someone was in jail 10 years ago or anything like that has anything to do with what is currently going on with them, you know. But like I said, they're in it, like Jay said, they're in it to make money too. So that's the bottom line, getting that though.
All right, true indeed. I don't know if you guys also have been paying attention to the news, but Chicago has recently, the last resident of their final standing housing project, quote unquote, has moved out so they can remodel it and change them into mixed income housing. So they're trying to do away with projects. They started in Atlanta back in 96, and you know, now Chicago's jumping on the bandwagon. me personally, I see it as a step in the right direction, you know, getting rid of the projects and, you know, what the projects represent. Yeah, you know, people from projects, they had, you know, great fond memories and stuff like that, but, you know, it's like I said, it's what it represents. You know, it's you got a whole bunch of poverty, you know, people well below the poverty line living there, you know, and of course, there is where crime is most rampant and things of that nature. So, doing with projects and making them over for mixed income, so you got your blue collar, your white collar, your no collar, all in one place. Like I said, I think it's a step in the right direction, but I say a step back because now where are we housing all these people that you moved out of the projects? Where are you housing them until either A, go back in these new income housing buildings that you're building, or you know, are you shacking them up in hotels? What's going on? Well, like I said, that's my thing. Dre, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you can look at that in different ways. I mean, because poverty is a tricky thing. It's always been there. There's always been the haves and the have-nots. And the haves are always going to want to move around the haves because they don't want to live around the have-nots because the have-nots are going to take what they have. That's just the way it works. And, you know, the have-nots move where they can afford to move. Like, you can't really get rid of the zoning by income because, I mean, I just don't understand how you could have a mix of different people living in the same place. Are their apartments going to be different according to how much they pay? Because, I mean, if I make more money, I'm going to move to a different area. Like, if I make more money than I make now, I'm going to move to a different area and it's going to be better than what I have now. I'm not even sure how that works.
Okay, so we live in the pregame right now. Brooklyn Black, Jay, Ebony is in the building. And right now we're touching on, you know, the fact that, you know, government state by state, city by city, is doing away with housing projects, you know. And as Jay struck as a valid point, the haves and the have-nots is what he's pretty much called them, that once they have, they want to get away, and the have-nots, they go to wherever they can afford. So now what the government's doing is remaking these projects to mix income, so therefore they're going to put the haves and the have-nots together. What does that mean?
A human experiment right there.
Well, technically, they're doing that now, and they've been doing that. Prime example is the big building up the block, 303, and for years they have been charging those that work more rent than those that are receiving some type of government or social services. So right now there's people that across the hall from you have the same exact apartment, but they're paying $143 a month because they're receiving social services, and because you work, you're paying $700 for the same apartment, basically. So, you know, you're always going to have people that have and don't have, but, I mean, basically, if you're living in a project, how much do you really have versus your neighbor? I don't know about them remodeling or tearing them down. I mean, if you think about it, most project developments are homes to decent family, to decent people that are just trying to survive. You know, they don't cause any problems. They're just trying to make it day to day. There's always a few troublemakers that are, you know, it's always just a handful that spoil it for everyone else. You're going to find poverty, and you're going to find wherever you find success, right across the street is always going to be poverty.
True, indeed. Prime example. Well, I don't have a prime example, but that is a good explanation, good breakdown. We're going to get into one of our premieres of the night, Cashmere coming out of Brooklyn. Where's Cashmere? The Rock and Roll remix. I dig it, he took the premise of what Diddy did with About the Benjamins, through the whole rock thing with the guitars and drums and all that. He put that on one of his songs, not the same beat, so don't worry, this is totally fresh, all brand new, all original, but that's the idea, that's what it reminds me of when I hear it. But world premiere, new to you guys, pregame radio, where's Cashmere, the Rock Remix? We'll be back.
They wanna know where I be. They wanna know where I be.
right, we're back. I don't know if how it was for you guys here, but our man, it was real choppy, so I just had to stop it. My apologies. If I can get it back up to par, I'll be playing again, so don't worry about it. But call us up, 347-857-4302. Press 1, you will get live on the air if you got a question, shout out, whatever the case may be. Right now, we were just pretty much wrapping up on the whole remodeling projects at the mixed income housing. You know, what do the people think on that? And we over here, we gave our thoughts, so that's done. Now, our famous time of the show has come upon us. You know, people always ask who's the dumbass. Yeah, who's dumbass of the week? So here it is. It's our dumbass of the week time. I'm going to throw the first one out there with the dude name is Julian. I don't know if I'm getting it right. Asane, Afigine, whatever he is. He's representing WikiLeaks. Me personally, I haven't gone to the site, seen what the site's about. But he was recently interviewed, and he's given away vital classified toxic information about our U.S. troops over in the East. Actually, I was going to have a guest come in and speak on that, but he hasn't arrived yet, or he may have forgot. I tried to hit him up, see what's going on with him. But, you know, so he's, you know, he has, like, locations, I guess strategy plans, maps, whatever. You know, like I said, he's on an interview just revealing all of this. Now, fine, if you hate America or you got to leave for America, fine. You know, talk about America, you know, the culture, the shit, the music, the movies, whatever, you know, what people not from this country say we Americans do. You know, but don't do it where you're putting lives at stake. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, you know, it's innocent lives, but, you know, you're putting the lives of, you know, our soldiers out there, you know what I'm saying? You're putting them at risk. And that's my reason Julian, this reporter dude, is asshole of the week. And also part two, whoever conducted the interview is also a dumbass, because that shows, like, you're not even thinking, because say if it's your country and you guys are somewhere and an American who has a dislike for your country goes on an interview and starts giving away secrets and classified information that you ain't even supposed to have in the first fucking place, you know, giving away to potentially the enemy, because let's be for real, media is now worldwide. You know, media is due to the internet. You can catch, I can catch California news on the internet. You know, I can watch the news from Japan on the internet. Hell, if I wanted to, I could order the channel on my cable. You know, so it's worldwide. Everyone has access to everyone's news now. But let's see what the people, you know, guys say about it. Of course, we're going to start off. Ab, what's your idea on it?
Say it again.
So what's your idea? Well, how you feel on it? What's your ideas on it?
I don't know. I really I don't have an opinion at this time. I'm gonna have to review that myself.
Okay. All right, then Jay, what do you think?
I don't have much on it, you know, but I don't think we can really blame the person who did the interview, because they're not really supposed to suppress things. When they get news, they're supposed to put it out there no matter what. Now, the person doing the talking, if they're talking about stuff that they're not supposed to be talking about, you know, then that's on them. I think that's really where the problem lies. It's like I said, the media is what the media is. And they always going to take their pictures and write their stories and do whatever it is that they do. And
right,
then darkness always comes to the light. Things can't remain a secret forever, right?
Yeah, like I said, that's it out, because, like I said, it could be on the ship, but come on, you putting people at risk now.
Yeah, so, you know, but that's that one guy that's running his mouth. They're supposed to, you know, have people that take care of things like that.
All right, true indeed. So, Ab, tell me, you got a dumbass for this week?
Yes, I have a dumbass for the week. My dumbass for the week is the Fire Department of New York. The Fire Department of New York is planning to bill drivers who are in car accidents, and the Fire Department has to come and help you. They want to charge you $490 when you crash a car, or let me see, it's $415 when someone is hurt in a car fire, and it's $365 for someone who is in the crash but they don't sustain any injuries. They're saying that these fees cover the cost of responding to the actual emergencies, such as the drivers driving the trucks and the fringe benefits to the firefighters. Their spokesman, the fire department spokesman, Steve Retia, said that in all reality, they're trying to relieve pressure on the taxpayer and place it on those at fault and their insurance companies. They say the policy will raise about $1 million a year, but it won't affect a scheduled plan to close 20 fire companies at night to save $15 million, which is like, why even bother to me? They think that most drivers, well, they're expecting that most drivers will pass the bill on to their insurers, and, of course, those uninsured will still, they're still going to have to pay. What's going to happen is, if insurers have to start giving extra coverage for accident response services, police and the fire, of course auto insurance is going to go up. They're trying to put the policy in effect July 1st, but they're going to offer a January 14th public hearing. So for those of you who drive and already pay enough insurance, I suggest you check this out and actually go to that hearing or send someone in your place, because this is important. Right now everything is going up but paychecks. So I mean, if you don't want to be one of those that wake up and just happen to have an accident one day and then all of a sudden you get a bill for $500 or $600, don't look stupid and don't say we didn't tell you.
Fair enough, but how the fuck they gonna bill you? If that's the case, then fucking the EMS should not be a part of the FDNY. Or even make sure that the regular ambulance corps, the volunteer services, and just the city owned ambulance, they have access to the equipment that the fire department has in order to go save someone from an accident. Okay, if you're the fire department, cool, put out the fires, get the cats out of trees, that's your job. But if you want to build for something else, make sure the other people who are supposed to do it got the tools to do it. But we got to take a call. Last four digits is 5660. You are live on Pre-Game Radio.
Game family, it's Marco Cash.
Peace.
What up, Cash? What's going on?
Nothing, y'all. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah?
What up, Black?
Yo, I'm with my boy Tony. You remember Tony. Yeah, what's good?
Yeah. What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing, y'all. Just chilling right now. Just chilling on the island, y'all. Just drinking a little bit, but just chilling right now. How you guys doing?
We chilling.
We doing good. You got something to say on the topic?
I came in like halfway, but I was listening to it's Lady Flawless, right?
No, that's F.
What?
No, that's F.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, I was listening like halfway. I didn't really catch the whole topic, but I mean, I really couldn't say anything on it because I didn't catch it.
Well, basically, the fire department is preparing to bill drivers for help when they get
an accident. I mean, I don't feel that's a bad thing. Like, if they're trying to, they're trying to teach them?
No, they're trying to bill drivers.
Bill drivers?
When they need help when they get into an accident.
So basically help them when they get in an accident.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad idea. I've never really seen a, like, firefighter get in an accident while driving, but I bet it happens. Like, oh, my God. I mean, that would suck if I got in an accident with a fire truck.
No,
it's not you getting into an accident with the fire truck. If you got into a car accident and they had to use the jaws of life to come get you out or your car caught on fire, they want to charge you for that.
Oh, that's some fucked up shit. Hold up. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. Yo, my brother, yeah, hold up. That's some fucked up shit. Like, aren't they getting paid by, like, the city and everything? Like, don't they get enough, like, of a salary? Like, I don't need to be taken out of my pocket if I need you to save me. Like,
well, they're saying that it costs money to drive the truck, and they have to give some incentive, you know, some added benefits to firefighters for putting themselves in jeopardy, I guess, or what have you. But they're definitely trying to do it, and what they're doing is they're not even – they're thinking that it's going to raise about $1 million a year, which isn't even going
to
put –
Hold on. If somebody has their phone on speaker, take it off, you're causing feedback.
All right, hold on.
Is that better? Is that better?
Hello? All right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that's something for that. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. They're saying it's going to make $1 million. Like,
yeah,
that,
and they have
like,
a $15 million deficit. They're
like, are we paying
to close firehouses at night?
That's ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, what happens if a fire is on? It happens at night. That makes no sense. And they're saying it's $1 million. Honestly, if you want $1 million, yo, I was watching the documentary. I don't know if you saw it, but like something on the like whole marijuana like project and everything. That said something like 1.8 million if they just legalize it and just tax it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me. They want to fucking charge us. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, my brother got in a car accident like a couple months back. And they had to actually use the jaws of life to get him out because his boy hit a fucking tree. So that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, like, so they would have like, oh, you can't pay it, so I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you die because you can't pay the amount of money. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, what they'll do, see, it makes a lot of sense because you think about it. What they'll do is they know that you're not going to be able to pay it right then and there before they take you to emergency or whatever or get you out. So, of course, they're going to bill you. If you don't have the money, then that bill is going to what? Accrue interest. So after a while, they're going to wind up getting twice what they originally were supposed to get from you in the first place.
That's ridiculous. That's personally my opinion. I think that's just absolutely ridiculous.
That's why they're the dumbass of the week.
Really? I was actually going to call up. I was calling up, and I was going to ask you who the dumbass of the week was.
It's
and that's
why
damn.
It's like I said, I'm always next.
Damn.
So there it is, dumbass of the week.
And I got to say,
it
was so funny about that is yesterday there was a fire in the house across the street from where we live. And they had 8 trucks out here and 3 EMS trucks. Now, I stood out there for about a half hour and just observed everything. What was so crazy about it? Yeah, what was so crazy about it was that the majority of them were just standing around kicking it. Just stand, you know, there was, of course, you know, I guess the fire lieutenant or chief or whatever, you know, he has to go in and do his little inspection and shit, and, you know, they have to go in and knock all the windows out or whatever. But the majority, I would say, out of those 8 fire trucks, maybe a truck and a half worth of firefighters was actually doing something. And that goes for the EMS as well. Once it was determined that nobody needed any help, they were still hanging out too. And they were out there for about 3 hours.
Just chilling.
For about three hours. So, and this
they
is what you
want to
charge people for? This is what you want to charge accident victims for? That's crazy.
That doesn't make sense. And it's so much, and it's just like so much money just to live. Just to live, like, just to actually live, like, it's ridiculous. They just want more money because they messed up with everything else in the government, just, like, spending ridiculous. So now we have to pay. I really don't see the whole, like, I could go on, but, like, I really just don't see the point of that. Because they messed up, we have to pay for it. Like,
yeah.
Don't make sense.
That's what it is. That's what that's
like. Soon we're gonna be like middle class person's gonna be living in a box, and it doesn't. And where are the people that are in the lower class? Where are they gonna be living? They're gonna be not living, I guess. Like, it don't make
sense. See, this is the thing. The lower class is the majority. So when people finally get fed up and have enough and stand up for themselves, then shit'll be different. But until then, they're gonna keep doing what they do.
Yeah. Until someone can stand up. Yeah, I feel that. Until someone can stand up and we got, like, an actual, like, leader or something.
Yeah, we don't have that really.
Step all over us. Nah.
Laugh up for me.
It's straight up. Yo, Jay, what's your thoughts on that one, Jay?
Wow, I don't even really have an opinion on that one right there.
What's up? You want to pray tonight or something, man?
No, I got sick babies.
All right. So we got Marco Cash in the building. Of course, for those who don't know, he's been here before.
Yeah.
Dropped a couple. He's back to let us know, you know, what he's up to. And, you know, just to grace us with his presence, it's 11:42. We're at 1 o'clock, so don't even worry about the time frame. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Press 1 to get live on air. So, Marco, man, what's going on? What you got to tell the people, man?
Man, I just been chilling, yo, just on that grind, man, just trying to get my name out there, just been doing my thing, man. I guess I've taken the time, like, to actually, like, formulate, like, better my flow and everything. I was just working. I've been working with these dudes in Freeport. I don't know if you heard of them, called DBL, Down by Loyalty, dude Hella, Helicopter, Hayes, and Dreidel. Yo, they're coming up. They're nice. Got here. Yo, Long Island is that, I guess, that island to be reckoned with. You know, we're putting in mad work.
Word,
so, like,
peace. Glen Cove, Long Island. That's where my family's at. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, what's good?
Shout out to Long Island.
Yeah, yo, we're just putting that work in, yo. You just doing what we got to do. Yeah, I've been just trying to get my name out there, man. I was actually supposed to perform 2 weeks ago. I don't know, actually, maybe a bit might have been a week ago. But it was, I was supposed to perform in Manhattan, but I got turned down because of my age. I wasn't old enough. The bartender got in my face and told me, yo, you're not 21, so you can't perform. And I was just trying to tell him, yo, I'll perform and then leave. I don't even need a drink. Like, it's all good. I'm just trying. I don't want to, like, be like I'm the best or, like, anything. But, yo, the dudes that were, like, performing, doing, like, the mic check and everything, whack as hell. So, like, I was like, yo, come on. Like, this is ridiculous. So, like, I took the time to go out there and everything. I couldn't even perform. And the dude that booked me told me that I would be fine to perform. So, it was just some whack shit. Like, I was pissed. But whatever, yo.
You were supposed to pull the plug, pick a hole in the speaker, and jet.
Yeah, right. Just run, grab the mic, and be out. And be like, yeah, I can't perform. Yeah. No one else can perform.
Basic.
Nah, but right now I'm probably gonna. There's a club around here called the Crazy Donkey on Long Island. I'm probably gonna try and, like, book something for that. Just trying to get my name out there. My boy is doing this probation type shit upstate and everything, and he's been getting my name out there. Big ups to Brian Timlin. He's been just getting my name out there, giving people my fucking music and shit. So that's been real help and everything. I'm just doing me basically right now.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you got to do it. No one else is going to do it for you.
And you know what, too, what you could try, you know, I've been hearing about these parties. I don't really know, but I know they have these parties for young adults, for those that are not of drinking age. And a lot of times they rent out these big spaces in the city, especially around in the village and shit. Maybe you could try and get yourself booked for that. So this way a liquor thing isn't even an issue. Your age won't even be an issue. You just be performing, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, I'll definitely look at that. Like, other than that, I've just been doing school and just trying to find a job. I've been going down to Jersey, fucking just doing what I got to do down in Jersey, just making some money.
All right. So you've been on your main grind.
On my grind, dude. Yeah, dude. It's doing what I got to do.
All right, so you said you've improved your flow. You willing to drop, hell, not even 16. You could drop 8.
Yeah, I'll give you a 16 because I don't do eights. I'm sorry.
Alright.
What happened?
I said alright.
Alright. I got something for you. Just give me a second. I'm inhaling a cigar for a second. I can't smoke still, so I got to do something. Alright. I got something for you, alright? Alright, big ups to Long Island, WB. Cash is in the building. Long Island, 516. You know what it is. Alright? They say the door's locked. Well, I got the master key. Mind running because I feel like the D's still after me on my Mario Kart shit. Sliding that turtle out the park, eating up these little fishes because I am a verbal shark. Butthead flow because everything else beneath this meant Beavis. But y'all looking like I shouldn't unleash this. Look at him, white skin and no rims. No chromed out rims, but I know I'm sick with it, speaking better than most of these Africans. No disrespect, but I'm disrespectful, coming heavy with the mental assaults to cop mucha dinero that I'm a spento. I rot below the ground, faggot rappers talking about flipping pounds, but when the only thing you're lifting, kid, is the fork to your mouth, blacked out old school Dodgers hat, guess I'll call it Brooklyn Black. Or Jackie Robinson, because I speak and everyone's taken back, astonished by the progress, because I'm nothing less than great, but so much more than it that the dictionary has to investigate a word for me just to make it perfectly clear. But for now, call me Cash, crushing anyone stepping here. Cash, Long Island, WB, 516, what's good?
What's up?
All right, loud, free game radio.
All
right, definitely improved. Definitely. That's what's up. We got a little bit of time left. Yo, Cash, man, let the people know how to get in contact with you, where to find you, and anything like that, man.
All right, you can find me on Facebook. Just type in Marco Cash on the friends search thing. All right, you're going to see a picture. It looks like a Batman symbol because I don't got a picture. I don't got, like, a picture up. I'm going to have that shit soon. But it's basically looks like a Batman symbol. It's green and black because that's what we rep. Green and black down here in Long Island, fucking D whips and fucking rolling up green. That's what it really is. So just look for me on that. And hot new hip hop, /M, underline shit, and then Cash. So you can find me up there. I got so many songs. It's ridiculous. I'm running out. Like I need more time. I guess I need like 27 hours in a day, for fucking me to get all my shit out. It's fucking ridiculous.
Hey, Cash, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Cash, what's up? So, Cash, before you get up out of here, anything else you want to say to the people, man?
I mean, look out for DBL. All right, those are my dudes right there. All right, look out. They have a mixtape coming out the 1st of January, starting off the new year on the right foot. All right, it's called Prep and Design. I'm going to repeat it, Prep and Design, a.k.a. Swag Season 2. All right? Check that shit out. That shit's all hot. I've heard like maybe 3 tracks on it. Yo, better than anything that's been brought out this year. All right. Long Island, that's the movement that's coming out this year. 2012 is Long Island's year. All right, we're coming out. I don't know if you heard of him. Candyman, he's been putting in mad work. Hempstead, he's repping. All right, he's doing mad work. Life on Track is his label. Yo, just Long Island is the force to be reckoned with. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to lay it down right there.
All right, that's what's up. Marco Cash live on pregame radio. And you heard it. 2012 is big year.
Yo, Brooklyn, thank you for letting me come on, yo. Thank you. It means a lot and everything, all right? And the pregame family, all right? Big ups to you guys, all right? Stay up.
Peace. No doubt,
man. Be good.
Nah, peace.
2012 is big year, yo. But what about 2011? But hey, it's just me. I'm wilding out. But pregame radio, a couple minutes before the quick little break. You know, we'll be right back at 12 o'clock with some more stuff. What else can I, you know, fill up these last few minutes with? All right. Of course, everybody, you know, follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. I follow back. Sometimes I get on, sometimes I don't. Let you know what's going on. Facebook, same thing. MySpace, I'm not really on there much anymore, but you can hit me up there too, Brooklyn Black. shout out to everybody, GX Media, Deuce to Privilege, MFIR Radio,
Also to Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn Coley Cole, LB, the whole staff over there. They live on Tuesday, Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. So definitely check them out when you get the chance. Wow, it's a lot of people. Also check out Tough Wire Consulting. I already told you guys, toughwire@gmail.com. Also save on electric bills, everything like that. And for all your all your T-Mobile needs, come see McLean Center Mall, second floor, Victoria's Secret, and Macy's Wing. Come there, we got 2-for-1 deals and everything like that. And hey, this is your chance to say you met Brooklyn Black, all right? before we get, like I said, before we get up out of here, Ev, you got anything you want to throw out there before we get up?
Nah, I just want to say peace to everybody. If y'all going out tonight, be safe. Stay alive. Don't drink and drive. Take a cab. Call a friend. Whatever you got to do. We need to be safe. We need to be cool. We need to do what we need to do. That's about it. Peace to the pregame, to the pregame admins, those here, those that couldn't attend tonight. Hope y'all out there doing y'all thing, chilling. That's it. Peace. Deuces.
Deuces, of course, we'll be right back 12 o'clock after this musical interlude. Dave Smock, I will be here talking about my previous comments of the week, the news reporter guy, and we're going to get into some more of that, some more music. Hopefully that song would have worked out by now or whatever, but we'll be right back. Free Game Radio, man.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then talk to whole New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, go strong on the island, recruit to lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with a cruise, that's the beast. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. They give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch the right jaw, cause I don't like y'all. I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, feel like the middle. Black and Pino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. You're never cool. Speed for one deep. High track attention. People like to speak. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye. I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops, and crazy juice, ain't control of many, like I am, so it's many, hang out with super weapons, don't try to play me, I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die, but no more in a shop, I'm gonna draw my lot, when I cook beef, the smoke will never clear, areas in fear, but this here's the fear, living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the leg. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check your intellect and inspect the size, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied, for the rest of or resume, she know already cool. Just meet me after school. We can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone. Sweat me, you didn't wanna let me loose. Come get me, as if you wanna sip the juice. Cut the streets to wave me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, and a puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Yeah, you're now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man.